Daniels AG, Prescott and Associates, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, October 30th, 1905. To Brethren Daniels and Prescott and their associates. I have light from the Lord that at this time we must act with great caution, for the enemy is watching our every movement. At times I have been ready to take steps that would be called aggressive. I would commence to write the history of the experience that we had in Europe. I would read over the letters containing warning and caution that I have had from the Lord for several in Battle Creek. At times I have felt that I must print all the warnings given me for Dr. Kellogg, especially some that were given me while in Europe. But I have not yet done this because I have been impressed to wait. If I should make a strong move in this direction, the battle would be on. Those who are opposing the light God has given would feel that they had been attacked and would claim that they were compelled to make moves that otherwise they would not have made. And it would take much of our time to meet the issue. Let us hold on patiently for a little while and let the elements break forth that are struggling into life. Let not too many articles be published in the Review and Herald that are of a character to stir up strife. The words that Christ spoke just before his crucifixion are clear and plain. Though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah saith again, He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. John 12, verse 37 to 40. Though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Verse 37. So it will be in the experience of those who are united with Christ in the accomplishment of the work he has given us to do. We have seen the great power of God. The Lord has wrought in behalf of his people. But Satan is not dead or palsied, and he prepares minds by degrees to become imbued with his spirit and to work after the same manner as he works against those who bear responsibilities in the work of God for these last days. In the future, Satan's last exploits will be carried out with more power than ever before. He has learned much, and he is full of scientific scheming to make of no effect the work that is under the supervision of the one who came to the Isle of Patmos to educate John and to give him instruction to be given to the churches. The miracles that Christ wrought gave to the world evidence of the divinity of his mission. This powerful evidence the Jews would not receive because Christ's teachings did not harmonize with their preconceived ideas or exalt the human agencies who continually exalted themselves. The Lord has been giving me instruction that we are meeting the same unbelief today, and that we shall continue to meet it as we bear the last message of mercy to the world. Every ingenious device will be used, every possible method taken advantage of, to lead men to live a lie, that the truth shall not stand as God designed it to stand, to prepare a people, through the sanctification of the Holy Spirit, to stand firm as a rock to principle. All who believe and practice the Word of God will answer the prayer of Christ as given in the 17th chapter of John. Read this chapter from the first verse to the last. In it, you have the plan of redemption. God's angels are preserving the world from destruction because there are some who have never yet heard the message of truth. The course of false science led the Jews to strong unbelief. We are filled with grief when we meet the same unbelief in the world today. Christ came to this world and received at the hands of the unbelieving Jews that which prophecy declared he would receive. The Jews who were fulfilling the prophecies in the Old Testament scriptures did not realize what they were doing. They professed to believe these prophecies, and they did not know that they were working out the plan foretold. stay yourselves and wonder. Cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath clothed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered unto him that is not learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I am not learned.
Wherefore the Lord saith, Forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouths, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work, and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, Who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, He made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, He had no understanding? Isaiah 29, verse 9-16. Every word of this will be fulfilled. There are those who do not humble their hearts before God, and who will not walk uprightly. They hide their true purposes, and keep in fellowship with the fallen angel, who loveth and maketh a lie. The enemy puts his spirit upon the men whom he can use to deceive those who are partially in the dark. Some are becoming imbued with the darkness that prevails, and are setting the truth aside for error. The day pointed out by prophecy is come. Jesus Christ is not understood. Jesus Christ is to them a fable. At this stage of the earth's history, many act like drunken men. Stay yourselves, and wonder, cry ye out, and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. Verses 9, 10. A spiritual drunkenness is upon many who suppose they are the people who shall be exalted. Their religious faith is just as is represented in this scripture. Under its influence, they cannot walk straight. They make crooked paths in their course of action. One and then another, they reel to and fro. They are looked upon by the Lord with great pity. The way of truth they have not known. They are scientific schemers, and those who could and should have helped, because of a clear spiritual eyesight, are themselves deceived and are sustaining an evil work. The developments of these last days will soon become decided. When these spiritualistic deceptions are revealed to be what they really are, the secret workings of evil spirits, those who have acted a part in them will become as men who have lost their minds. Wherefore the Lord saith, Forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, Who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, He made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, He had no understanding? Verses 13-16. It is presented to me that in our experience we have been and are meeting this very condition of things. Men who have had great light and wonderful privileges have taken the word of leaders who think themselves wise, who have been greatly favored and blessed by the Lord. but who have taken themselves out of the hands of God and placed themselves in the ranks of the enemy. The world is to be flooded with specious fallacies. One human mind, accepting these fallacies, will work upon other human minds, who have been turning the precious evidence of God's truth into a lie. These men will be deceived by fallen angels, when they should have stood as faithful guardians, watching for souls, as they that must give an account. They have laid down the weapons of their warfare, and have given heed to seducing spirits. They make of no effect the counsel of God, and set aside his warnings and reproofs, and are positively on Satan's side, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Spiritual drunkenness is now upon men who ought not to be staggering as men under the influence of strong drink. Crimes and irregularities, fraud, deceit, and unfair dealing fill the world, in accordance with the teaching of the leader who rebelled in the heavenly courts.
History is to be repeated. I could specify what will be in the near future, but the time is not yet. The forms of the dead will appear, through the cunning device of Satan, and many will link up with the one who loveth and maketh a lie. I warn our people that right among us some will turn away from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and by them the truth will be evil spoken of. A marvelous work shall take place. Ministers, lawyers, doctors, who have permitted these falsehoods to overmaster their spirit of discernment, will be themselves deceivers, united with the deceived. A spiritual drunkenness will take possession of them. To the unfaithful stewards, the Lord says, "Take your pleasure and walk in blindness as drunken men, for after having many opportunities and refusing to improve them, you will act at last as the drunkard acts, throwing away your hope of eternal life. Seeking deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and making lies their refuge, they will misinterpret the warnings and messages God has set, placing on these warnings their false statements to make God's word of no effect. Reports and suggestions are gathered up and kept in the memory, to be used when it is thought they can be used with the best effect. This has been going on for some time. Those who do this work seek deep to hide their counsel from those whom they would injure. But the Lord is acquainted with every movement, every performance. All the secret workings of men are open to the one who knows the heart. Some who have been deceived by men in responsible places will repent and be converted. And in all our dealings with them, we must remember that none of those who are in the depth of Satan's snare know that they are there. Is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed a forest? And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to naught, and the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off, that make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproveth in the gate, and turn aside the just for a thing of naught. Therefore thus saith the Lord, who redeemed Abraham, concerning the house of Jacob. Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale. But when he seeth his children, the work of mine hands in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. They also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. Verses 17 to 24. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly, and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, and the excellency of our God. Isaiah 35, verse 1 2. I was instructed to speak to you these words of cheer which were spoken to me. I am to call for every soul to be glad, as my heart has been made glad, and to speak this gladness in the congregation of the saints, and to tell of the goodness and power of God in every place where they shall carry the precious gospel of Jesus Christ to those who know not the truth for this time. Now, just now, we are to proclaim present truth with assurance and with power. Do not strike one dolorous note. Do not sing funeral hymns. The message to be proclaimed for this time is, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say unto them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And the highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereupon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Verses 3 to 10.
Oh, what a promise is this for those who will separate themselves from all cunning and scientific scheming and will follow on to know the Lord, identifying themselves with those who have received the truth and are sanctified through the truth. Every promise is for those who will learn the only true science, which is found in the prayer of Jesus Christ. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17, verse 1 to 3. In this scripture, God and Christ are spoken of separately. They are two distinct persons, but one in mind, one in heart, one in holiness and justice and purify, and one in the work of seeking to save the sinful race. To those who believe in Christ, God will give power to become his sons, even to them that believe on his name. This is the science of the life that now is, and of the life which is to come. This is the true science that our medical men need to study, the science of the saving grace of the gospel. This is the science that students must study in order to become genuine medical missionaries. Unless the heart, mind, soul, and strength are completely conformed to the will of Christ, the science studied will not give entrance into the narrow way and the straight gate that lead to eternal life. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Because broad is the way, and wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Matthew 7, verse 14-13. Those who regard it as a valuable science to be sharp, to take advantage of and cheat their neighbors, are cheating their own soul. And unless they change, they can never enter the holy city. No crooked dealing, no deceptive science will find a place in the heavenly courts. We are God's little children, and we are to learn of Him. His Spirit is too pure to dwell in the mind and heart of one that is lifted up unto vanity. In His prayer, Christ said, I have glorified Thee on the earth. This is the science of heaven. I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. John 17, verse 4, 5. These are the words of Him who was one in mind, in heart, and purpose with God in the work of saving a fallen world. God and Christ had oneness of purpose, oneness of aim, and they made one eternal, never-ending effort to work for the salvation of the fallen race. The prayer of Christ lays open before the intelligent, understanding mind that not one taint of the science of Satan's practice can enter the holy city. Satan worked in every possible way to come out victorious in standing in the highest place in the heavenly courts. How artful were his contrivances to win the game! He employed every artful intrigue and device to carry his science against God and his Son, Jesus Christ. As I am shown these special things of Satan's science and how he deceived the holy angels, I am afraid of the men who have entered into the study of the science that Satan carried into the warfare in heaven. Oh, how I have longed to be where I should not be compelled to see the same science practiced on this earth by medical practitioners. How my heart has been agonized as I have seen souls accepting the inducements held out to them to unite with those who were warring against God. When they once accept the bait, it seems impossible to break the spell that Satan casts over them, because the enemy works out the science of deception as he worked it out in the heavenly courts. He uses human agencies to carry on his work with other human beings. He has worked so diligently with men in our day that he has won the game again and again. What, I ask, can be the end? Again and again have I asked this, and I have always received the same instruction. Never leave a soul unwarned. Those who are bound in Satan's toils are the most confident and the most boastful. They will protest at the thought that they are ensnared, and yet it is the truth.